Good day, friends. It's Friday the 17th of April. It's a joy to read and to continue to let the Word of God speak to our day, and that He may reveal to us thoughts and direction. In this time that we are isolated, this is an opportunity to be connected together with one another and also in peace with our God. Hit pause and be in stillness. Pick up the story here from Exodus chapter 16. And it is the continuation of God's provision as the children of Israel face obstacle after obstacle as they walk in the desert. First, God providing them with shade and water for the stops. Now something else occurs, and they bring their complaints to Moses. Chapter 16. The whole Israelite community set out from Elam and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt, in the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in Egypt, where we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for the day. In this way, I will test them to see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and it is to be as twice as much as they gather in on the other days." So Moses and Aaron said to the Israelites, "In the evening you will go out and know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. In the morning you will go and see the glory of the Lord, because He has heard your grumblings against Him. Who are we that you should grumble against us?" Moses said to them, "You know it was the Lord when He gives you this meat in the evening and bread you want in the morning, because He has heard your grumbling against Him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." When Moses and Aaron said, "Say to the Israelites community, come before the Lord, for He has heard your grumbling." While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked towards the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." That evening quail came and covered the camp. In the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "This is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord commanded. For everyone is to gather as much as they need, taking an omer for each person into your tent." The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some gathered little. When they had measured it by the omer, the one who had gathered much did not have too much, and the one who had gathered little did not have too little. For everyone gathered as much as they had need. What an extraordinary story, and what a hand of provision that the Lord gives. there's the example again of trust and faithfulness for each day's provision. May we be confident as we seek to live and to listen to the Lord and to be obedient to Him, that He will provide each day's needs, each day's requirements. And again here, this idea of grumbling instead of prayer. We know that Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. Give us our daily bread. So there's a sense of being humble enough to request of the Lord daily in a sense of provision. And it's interesting that when people grumble against an individual or a leader, God brings the reality that it's against Him you may be grumbling. That's not to say that leaders or people in position need to be accountable, but the actions of all of us need to be honorable and humbling, and pray for our leaders. Give them as much support and encouragement to do the roles that God has put them there to do. The Israelites are learning a lot of things here. A slow learning they were. Fascinating. Paul quotes in 2 Corinthians about giving to the support of believers in a variety of places. As one gathers as much as what they needed, and another gathers that will be shared, he uses this story as a backdrop to the provision of finances. Some will have a lot, and that'll be useful and needed in the body of Christ. Some will have a little, and the body of Christ is to sustain one another. As we give thanks for what we receive, that it all comes as a gift from God. So this story of provision can be applied in many ways. The phrase that jumped out to me while I was reading it then was, "Who am I that you should grumble against me? It was the Lord who led us out." So when we are at this point in time considering a considerable change in our, not only culture, but as a church, we're looking towards a development. And this is going to be a long journey through quite a few twists and turns in our contexts, in our community. But I believe we've been given a vision to develop, build, place the church at the heart of community life, to glorify God and to bring people into relationship with Him. I pray ahead of that, because there'll be some twists and turns and some grumbling or difficulties. And it just occurs to me that even though we're in this context of isolation as one era for a time period, the vision of our promised land, as it were, or sustaining the church into the future, is going to come across many twists and turns. So I pray for that, and for each of us to receive what we need for each day, to support others who don't, inquire of the Lord when we face obstacles, and to refrain from grumbling, but be accountable to one another. So God bless, friends. That's a tremendous story here that can be applied in many ways. I won't read Proverbs today. I'm already at 10 minutes. I'll talk to you again on Monday. Hit pause, friends, and dwell on the Lord.